1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
Back to the news, Carrie.
It's National Radio Day. Very important
holiday.
Why don't we get this?
Does this happen every year on August 20th?
I've never heard of this before.
I haven't either. That's why I'm wondering, is this the first?
It's also National Lemonade Day.
So more popular.
Brian will tell us all the days later on in the show, but
I'll read quite a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then some days don't have much of anything. Other days get piled up. 16.
You're wasting time. I want to hear all about that.
Oh, sorry.
About radio. Is it Disc Jockey Day or Radio Day?
Oh, you're so selfish.
Yeah. I'm a disc jockey.
I'm a radio host.
Whatever. I don't play records. I'm not jockeying anything.
Okay. Is that what you put down on your tax return? Radio host?
Super,
I put down news director.
I put down superstar radio air talent.
Wow.
Yeah.
Remember when you were Dr. Madden for OnStar?
I still am. Still am.
Is there OnStar?
Yeah.
Right.
But you don't need it anymore. There's apps that have replaced it.
Mm-hmm. More than 2/3 of people listen to the radio daily.
Well, that's good news.
Just about half of people like to sing along with the radio. Women much more likely to sing along than men.
Not in my car.
13% of people pick one radio station and never change it no matter what's on. 13%.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Are you a button puncher?
Me, yes. Oh, all over the place. Yep.
I am.
1 out of 10 have a favorite radio commercial.
Okay.
Boy, I'm just the opposite of that.
No kidding. Maybe we should be quiet now.
I am too. I have, right. There is one.
I feel like the mob is suddenly.
There is one that gets in my head, and I just.
Oh, there.
Yep. About lose my mind when I can't get it out. So.
Yeah. Yep. Well, what makes us feel good besides listening to the radio?
Wait a minute. That's it for
National Radio Day. What else did you want? I didn't make this list up either. No,
like some kind of national spokesperson.
Oh.
Made a statement, you know.
Like some FCC chairman? What would you
some
want?
Some venerated radio, you know.
Art Bell?
Superstar. Well, you know, that's a good suggestion.
He's dead, isn't he? Art Bell? Yeah, I think Art Bell is gone.
We can't get any of the old-timey guys. They're gone.
Who do you want? Old-timey? What do you mean by old-timey?
The
Larry the Legend?
The Murrows. He's saying national, a national level. Edward R. Murrow. Somebody.
Bob and Ray.
There's Bob and Brian now. We've replaced Bob and Ray.
Is there still Bob and Tom?
I don't know.
Yeah, but half of them is retired.
Really?
Yeah, Tom. Who retired? Bob or Tom?
I don't know.
Yeah, but they still do the Bob and Tom show, even though half of them is gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's kind of like touring with your band when, you know, three members are new, right?
Yeah, it's like going to see Head East and the keyboard player is the only guy.
Yeah, right.
Either only Head or only East. Or just Head.
Well, I don't have more stats.
That's what the Dixie Chicks did. They're not the Dixie Chicks. They're just Chicks.
Nope.
Well, if Head East had just become Head or East, it's the same thing, right?
Call your band Head.
Technically, I want Kanye to open for Head East in some weird way with North and, I don't know.
Boy, that'd be some tour. 10cc, Steely Dan, and Head.
Well, you're mad. I brought up National Radio thinking you'd be happy about it, and it just seemed to irritate
quiz. You. Pop quiz. Who is the FCC commissioner these days?
Oh, boy, no idea. Not at all.
I think I only knew it in college because I had to write about it. And I could never...
Jeffrey Adam Starks.
Yeah. Starks?
Starks, yeah. Federal Communications Commissioner Starks, yeah.
I don't want to hear from him.
Yeah.
Well, he's the head commissioner, right?
He's the commissioner. He's the top guy.
Several commissioners.
Well, he's the guy. Yeah.
I think there's a top guy.
I can't imagine what sort of galactic failures he's had in the world of broadcasting.
To make it all the way.
Because that's how you get that job.
Exactly.
You galactically fail
up
in broadcasting, and then they appoint you.
He was a consultant somewhere.
Yeah, right.
You know he was.
He was telling some guy, you know, yeah.
He was a general manager, because that's only the best.
You know, go to the phones more, man. Phones. People love phones, man. I got phones.
God, I don't want to hear from him.
If the FCC micromanaged that much. Well, you guys got to go to the phones more.
Oh, it's like a mandate, like a mask order.
And he also pushes the electric weenie. You know, people like one-liners between tunes, man. You know, like, hey, my mother-in-law was in town. So I'm working around the clock, see, because that's a mother-in-law joke. You know, yeah, one of those.
What's a banana say when it answers the phone? Yellow!
Aren't you glad I didn't say yellow?
Some dude told me this joke in the parking lot the other day. I bought yellow roses, and he walks by, and he just lays that joke on me. Just felt like that was the time to do it in the Sendix parking lot.
I gave advice at Target.
That wasn't advice. That was a joke.
It was a little while ago. I was walking.
You gave advice.
I was walking in behind a woman who was probably in her 30s, and there was some.
Did you look at her butt?
No. She was just. No,
yes, you
Carrie,
did.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
She had children with her. I did not. Did not. Yeah. I operate.
Of course you did. Your nose could grow.
She was looking at, there were some bathroom supplies, like little soap holders and little niche-y things that were there that they had on display. And she stopped to look at it. And as I'm scootering by her, I just said, buy it. You know you want it. Just get it. It'll look great in the bathroom. And she looks at me. She goes, it will look great in the bathroom. Put it in her basket.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I was getting ready to be really creeped out. If that were me.
And I never slowed down. I just did that as I was going by her.
Really? Even with the kids?
That'll look great in your bathroom. You're right. It will look great in my bathroom.
Huh.
That could have went horribly
wrong. That could have really been a moment in time.
She would have just heard you say, you know you really want it.
Exactly. I was like, what are you doing? And she had kids with her.
Hey, ma'am.
This guy scooted by me.
I told her to look good and read the bathroom, man. I didn't say she really. No, I said, no, you really want it.
What?
Security!
Right.
Traumatizing those kids. Stranger danger.
Yeah.
I think people are a little jumpy.
Like people don't misunderstand.
Right.
Right. During COVID, it's like I think people are a little more on edge, too. Freak.
You know you really want it.
You know you want it.
Oh, my God.
What? Asked if I could help
your
get
bathroom.
That can off the shelf.
The toothbrush holder, you know you want it. It's going to look great in the bathroom. Just
You're
get it.
You're going to get fired on National Radio Day.
Here's $20. I'll pay for it.
Your Honor, then he said, you know you really want it.
That's like a My Cousin Vinny sequel.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Golly. Don't just stop being Bob sometimes.
I will never stop being Bob. And the world will be better for it.
Yes. Keep being
like
Bob.
It is now. Can you imagine the world, what the world would be like with this political state that we're in? With the coronavirus state that we're in, if I didn't just share a kind word or thought with an unsuspecting stranger.
Yeah.
The worst thing of 2020, Bob stopped being Bob.
Forget the locusts. Forget the pandemic.
Yeah. Why do you stop
Forget
being Bob?
Well, zombie rats.
I guess he told a woman.
Wildfires, right.
I guess he told this woman she really wanted it. What?
And you can understand why he would have to tell a woman that.
Whoa.
He's got to plant the idea.
Mm-hmm.
She wouldn't think of it.
She's trying to help. Her famous last words, right? I was just trying to help.
Oh, yeah, sure. They could have all kinds of.
Yeah, just trying to help. Boy, that's gone badly many times.
Yep.
We've had 84 FCC commissioners.
84
in our history.
Is it a yearly?
Well, but then there's a commission, and then one of them is the chairman. So
that's right, Brian. We've had 84 FCC commissioners, and this weekend we count them down from the worst to the best here on the Hog.
How many women?
Oh, I don't have time for that.
But are they represented from
Certainly,
what you can
yeah.
see? Okay.
One of them fired us.
FCC commission chairman fired you?
Fired us.
Well, he was before he was the chairman of the FCC, but I guess he did such a great job of firing us, they made him chairman.
Yeah. Wow,
he bought our radio station in Missouri, KGBX, and the first order of business, the very first order of business once the papers were signed, was to fire Bob and Brian.
Wow. Did everybody get blown out or just you
guys?
No,
just us.
Yeah.
Al Sykes.
Did you see it coming at all?
No. We were told we were like the foundation. Yeah. His secretary stuck her head in the studio about 5 to 10, said Don, who was the journal manager, who worked at the pleasure of Al Sykes.
Oh, sure, yeah. Sure.
You know what else I just found out that's disturbing? The very first chairman of the FCC was Eugene Sykes.
Hmm. Coincidence?
Is that a family travesty?
Charlie Sykes. He was in radio.
Well, that's true, but I don't know if he's related. I have no idea.
They're all rats.
Well, no good.
He was an Alfred, too. He was an Alfred Al. Alfred Sykes.
Okay. Yeah, 8:15. Some national radio day this is turning out to be.
89 to 93. Sykes sucks! Yeah.
Our current FCC commissioner is Harvard educated, but went to Yale Law School.
Whoa.
He's a Harvard and Yale man. Whoa. If that doesn't scream ass clown.
Wow. 1989 called.
Tell me.
They want their insults back.
Heavens, a Yale.
Mostly he's.